This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for us to review what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and cohorts from the DJB Show, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Always has something to say, even sometimes when there's nothing to be said. He's right there,
exactly,
on the jolly and on the ready. So our job here on the review is to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, for this past week. So it's the week of July 9th to the 13th. Richie has gotten me, well, last week I think we started at the end and got to the beginning. Maybe we should start in the middle sometime and go in either direction.
No.
Okay.
My OCD will itch, please.
Itch. All right. So then let's start. Shall we start at the top? Number one this week on the stories list from Talkers is the president attending the NATO meeting and using his brashness, as usual, to get people to do things. There was a lot of the news media loved to portray him as the bad boy. And then by the end, everybody was happy. They all made their deals. The fellow who runs NATO said that it was a serious and frank discussion of the issues. And at the end, everybody got a lot out of it, and it was very productive. So news media, to you. Maybe that summarizes it, at least from my perspective, and get down to the nitty-gritty.
What also blends in with the number two story of the week, which, not to jump the shark on you, Dougie,
no,
but it's
okay,
the Trump-Russia investigation and the upcoming meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, is that Trump called out Germany pretty hard for making a deal with Germany that it literally is earning Russia billions of dollars for this pipeline. It's an energy deal, a pipeline that goes from Germany into Russia that has Eastern Europe, like especially Poland, just at their wit's end, because it seems that they're on the front lines of danger now because of Germany making this deal. And so Trump called him out and said, look, if we don't like Russia and if we are standing against Russia in solidarity, then why the heck is one of our member countries handing over $300 billion to build a pipeline to Vladimir Putin? And it's a good question, and it's a question that was answered. Apparently one of the higher-ups in the German government is part of the German swamp. There's not just one in Washington, D.C., but there's one
really?
In Germany, too.
Swamps are everywhere. Unbelievable.
Not only that, they'll be beholden to Russia for their supply of gas.
That's it.
So who thinks, even though the news media loves to take shots at Donald Trump, in this circumstance, it seems to me that what he was asking made sense. It was almost one of those duh questions that nobody had asked before, and that's why there's so much utilitarian value to Trump, at least in my mind. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can throw shots at, but you know, in terms of practicality, I, as a taxpayer, I don't know how many of you reflect on this when you pay your taxes, am tired of paying these bills for other people. I'm tired of having a $700 billion waste, fraud, and abuse fund called the Defense Department. And then on top of that, we're giving billions of dollars to these people. Hell, why is that our responsibility? The Germans, you know, they've tried to destroy the world. So we blew them to kingdom come and we helped them come back again. Time for them to be on their own. And that's true, I think, of all of Europe. Do we need to have our influence? There are a lot of people who argue, wow, we need to have an influence in Europe. Why? Why do we need to have an influence, a military influence in Europe? Somebody answer that? I didn't think so. Crickets. There it is. That's the answer.
Well, I do think the hospital situation is...
I mean, that's such a broad question.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean a broad question? Why should we
need to have an influence in Europe so that Germany doesn't become what it was before?
Right. That happened. They started two world wars.
The same reason we stayed in Japan.
I think it's a pretty simple answer.
So that Japan and Asia doesn't become what it was before.
So if that's even more reason for Trump to ask the question, as he did, about all the money going to the Russians. As the Russians may be, if you want to look for an enemy, just as much of an enemy, if not more, than the Germans could be, might be,
well, that's the whole
maybe.
Point.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to make that point.
Right,
Rich.
Yes. Yeah. And you
thank
did
you
it.
Very much for helping me make my point. Very good. All right, let's see. Next, number three on the countdown, the focus on immigration, illegal immigration. What policies do we put into effect for asylum? So how is the reworking of families and stuff going? Is that all the problem over, done with?
Everybody's happy now? Young kids back, but there's still some where there are parents who have some kind of legal action against them. One guy is accused of murder in his native country, down to another guy has a DUI in his native country. So they're trying to figure out whether they want to reunify those kids back with them.
Why is it?
But I think the priority was supposed to be kids under five would be reunited, but not all of them have been.
So. Right, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, kids under five.
There's 102 of them, and I think about 60-some of them have been reunited. And then, according to the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, who said that the rest of them, they're having trouble reuniting because either they're not really the kids' parents, or they're in trouble for something else, as Rich mentioned. There's somebody accused of murder, there's another one accused of child smuggling, there's another one accused of drugs, there's different things where it just... You can't reunite the kids until the parents are out of legal trouble. So it seems that almost, I think they're at the point where everybody who was kind of, I use the word innocently, kind of with air quotes around it, but were separated just for the reason of coming into this country illegally, they've been reunited.
You know what I find interesting about this whole quote-unquote story is the coverage of it and the wide spectrum with which it's reported. So just on the way in, I'm listening to a report of it, and I hear basically that they were keeping babies away from their parents. The parents had done nothing. You never hear anybody talk about the child smugglers who are bringing kids over here and trying to keep those kids away from the child smugglers. Nobody ever talks about that in the quote-unquote mainstream media. And it happens all the time. We always talk about child smuggling. When I adopted my daughter... from South America, they had cut off adoptions from several Central American countries because babies were being stolen and sold. And when you look
Is that what's happening when they're bringing the kids into the United States? They're going to be up for illegal adoptions?
Well, not only that, but they're using them as a free ticket because they know that the pressure's on. If you come in with a kid, a lot of people will pick up children to use them and be like, oh, yeah, this is my son, and then right into the country. So,
call any adoption agency in the country and ask them about babies being stolen and sold in the United States for $20,000 and $40,000 and $100,000. It happens all the time.
Hmm. Yeah, I just my only concern is just, you know, is the actual kids themselves. What happens to them? The ones who are, you know, maybe victims of that or maybe have been stolen. It's just
they're not asking for anything.
Exactly.
And the other misreporting by the media, and this drives me absolutely crazy when the facts are just not there. And that is that the Trump administration lost 2,000 families. Who saw that headline? That headline was everywhere a few weeks ago. And the truth is that those kids were not lost. They went under the radar. They were put into the care of other family members who may have been illegals themselves. And so they just disappear. They take off. They don't check in like they're supposed to. And then somehow the administration gets tagged with losing kids. It's really, it's crazy. You really have to study up on all of this, especially in emotional issues like immigration, where there's just lots of hysteria, lots of emotion, and not a lot of facts.
All right. 15 past the hour. In a few moments, the Kavanaugh confirmation process is a lot of dark money pouring in for him to get him nominated, not to nominate, he's nominated, but get him confirmed for the Supreme Court position. We'll examine that after this.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. face. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Chris from Neuro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Neuro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Neuro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Neuro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Neuro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Neuro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, discussing the stories on the list for the week of July the 13th, Talkers Magazine. And let's see here, the Kavanaugh confirmation process, number 4. There are a lot of news media outlets that say that a lot of money is being spent to run advertising to back the candidacy of Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. And no one knows where the money is coming from. Oh, my God, no, say it isn't so. How could that be? In America, people spending money for things like that, and no one knows
the
source.
The media that says kids are being lost from their parents, but they're actually being abducted?
Right. Yeah. The Russians are paying for it, Richie. That's really
sure they might be. That's
Russians are paying.
That's a great possibility.
Right. All right. So is anybody, what do we think about Brett Kavanaugh as a candidate? Pretty predictable, pretty, what is that?
I find it amazing that people say he's going to overturn Roe v. Wade and that he's going
to... He's on video in 2006 at his last confirmation hearing to the District Court of Appeals in D.C. Chuck Schumer asked him, and he says, I have no intention of overturning Roe versus Wade. This is fear-mongering. It is crazy. Everybody's going to be fine. It is not going to be catastrophic.
And he's not replacing.
Yeah, he's not replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He's replacing a conservative justice already on the Supreme Court. So this guy's history shows that he tries to be pretty consistent with what's in the law. Is he that exciting? But he's going to be fine.
I don't see him being exciting.
He's going to be fine. You don't want him to be exciting.
And for all those that are running around with like chickens with their heads cut off, you could have gotten much worse. Because if this guy clerked for Kennedy, he could have been way farther to the right than you would have liked.
That woman was a horror show. I know Jennifer liked her, but no.
I did. I do. Yeah. And she... Nah. I'll laugh.
Too young, too.
She replaces RBG.
Angles.
Do you think
she's going to replace
Ruth Bader
Ginsburg?
You don't want women in positions of power?
Yeah. Who are you talking to me?
Yep.
Trying to start trouble?
Yep.
Yeah, I know you are. But thanks for asking, Rich. The idea of having somebody who has that many axe grinding credentials to their name just is.
What are her axe grinding credentials?
She doesn't have any
experience. Notre Dame. She doesn't have any experience. That is true. And that's what you don't know. She doesn't have a judicial record yet. So that's what she's getting now on the district court. And then it'll be her time next.
You think so, really?
Yeah. I don't think she's out of contention. I think if Trump thought that she could get confirmed easily before the midterms, he would have selected her. This is the guy that he selected that is the safest, the most moderate, and the one that can get confirmed the quickest.
You know what I didn't know is that apparently the D.C. District Court here is kind of like the warm-up bench for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, a lot of these people.
The appellate court specifically.
Yeah.
So under the circumstances, these hearings are probably going to be fairly lackluster. Right?
I think every Republican will come to the table for Brett Kavanaugh. Even Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, there's no reason for them not to confirm
it's
him.
Done.
They've already confirmed him once. So Democrats cannot really do much except say things like he was in a fraternity and he has credit card debt.
Okay. So to the Democrats, we say, nah, 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 nah. 21 after the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Unbelievably important, the discussion here every week that we have with the Talk Radio professionals about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keevan is here. Rich McFadden is here. We're going through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, we'll touch on some of the people. I kind of like to weave some of the list, the two lists together in conversation. I can't find, I'm not even sure about how to pronounce Peter. Is it Strzok? How do you pronounce his last name?
Strzok.
Strzok? Strzok. S-T-R-Z-O-K. So, where
looks
is
like
he?
Like an eye chart.
Yeah. That's a very good way of putting it.
Former FBI deputy director that was on the hot seat this week for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And just got grilled. And let me tell you something. I was watching in and out, up and down the hallways here in the network, watching it on all the different news channels. What a show they put on. What an unbelievable.
Who are they?
What the whole committee, the congressmen and senators that were questioning him and him himself, and the FBI's legal team. Now, here's Doug. Let me whittle all this down for you for the part that I saw that really struck me. Every time that he was asked a question he did not want to answer, he said that the FBI's legal team advised him not to answer it because it was an ongoing investigation and could harm the investigation. And he would not answer it. Then the committee chair would say, you have to answer it, otherwise you'll be in contempt. Mm-hmm. And he would come back and say, my lawyers have advised me from the FBI that I should not answer it because it's an ongoing investigation. So for me, what really struck me was, and the committee said,
13 hours of this?
That,
yeah.
There was a lot of it. That 10 hours. That the FBI overrules the Senate investigative committees. So the FBI feels like they can go to the Senate, you can't tell us what to do.
Lovely.
That's what struck me. Uh-huh. And this guy was basic. And so the Democrats, the high-ranking Democrat, was saying, don't answer the question. The high-ranking Republican was saying, answer the question or you're in contempt and could go to jail. And long story short, he didn't answer. So
is he going to jail?
I will We'll see.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Right, so Victoria, what's your take on this guy and what went on?
It's a bunch of theater, and it's, you know, it's to try to discredit Mueller's investigation into Trump. That's the one line takeaway from all of it. That's what it is. So they're trying to poke holes and all the other stuff that happened.
Doesn't
this guy
deserve to be discredited? How much money has he spent so far?
Yeah,
taxpayer money.
But we don't even know what. But because the investigation isn't over yet.
I know,
but
how much
like
money
mid trial?
It's way
whatever.
Over.
We don't know what has been found yet. So all right. I'm saying is, with regard to this guy, it's very obvious that that's what the bottom line is. So they're trying to poke holes in the investigation so they can say, because this guy texted his girlfriend that, you know, that he was anti-Trump, that's, if he never did that, we wouldn't even be talking about this. It's the one text message. That's what it comes down to.
How did somebody find that text message? Girlfriend turn on him, rat on him, or what?
No.
He did it on company.
Right.
With a company phone.
So everything is public record.
So he was stupid. But even yesterday they were saying, oh, well, didn't Mueller, you know, when Mueller removed you from the investigation, didn't he ask you, you know, if you were biased? And he said no. They tried to make that out to be, like, Mueller's fault. Mueller removed the guy. He didn't care if he was biased or not. He saw evidence of a bias, and he removed him. So it was so stupid. The parts that I saw of it, it's everybody wants camera time. And
it was absolutely a show on both ends.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It's a waste of everyone's
time.
That's
what we're doing. Again, and waste of money. This whole thing is
a
red herring, as far as I'm concerned. Waste of money. We waste so much money in this country, my God. All right, so there we are. We're flipping through the top stories on the Talk Radio Review, 28 after the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump answering yes when asked if he'll discuss potential Russian interference in future U.S. elections during his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Congressman Gerald Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee is among Democrats calling for the cancellation of the summit in the wake of new indictments against a dozen Russian intelligence officers for hacking Democratic Party computers.
We now know the Russian military intelligence was hacking the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It was trying to throw the election to Trump.
Senator John McCain has praised the charges and also says the summit with Putin should not go forward unless President Trump holds Russia accountable for political meddling. Friday morning, the president seemed more concerned with the damage the investigation was doing than what Putin had done.
We're being hurt very badly by the, I would call it the witch hunt. I would call it the rigged witch hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to deal with what's going on in the world of news talk radio conversation on the radio that's serious. Some people call it political talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, lots of different kinds of conversation, but the work that Talkers does every week is aimed at taking the sort of serious issues from the serious talk radio programs and hosts and putting it all together. And what do we have, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo? We have this list, the top 10 stories and people that you can find in print, impacted at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So it's all there for you to peruse. Rich McFadden joins me along with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the, next couple of items here. I'm going to string the people and the story list together. The trade war, not only with China, although that's the one that seems to be getting the most attention, but there are things. When the president was this week in Europe with the NATO, that was one of the things they were talking about, along with many other things. What do we do with all the funding that goes in Germany to help stabilize them, and they're spending money with the Russians, yada, yada, yada. So this trade war, which, when you get right down to it, is our fault. We created China. We've created industry in China. We've created money, gobs of it, by buying a crap and junk and garbage that they make there because it's cheaper. We have this thing in America. So, all these people want to make China out to be the bad guy. If we hadn't been stupid enough to fund their businesses and buy cheap crap, then they wouldn't have all of our money to loan back to us or to take advantage of us or to rub our noses in. So this is something I don't believe. The Chinese are not the greatest empire in the world. They're a pain in the neck as far as I'm concerned. And that's not fair to say about the people, but the government is. And then we tend to lump in. We tend to be wherever we are. We take America, if you want. We tend to be looked upon when people like this the problem this week in London, that big balloon of Trump and the protests and stuff. So I remember when I was in England last year, somebody said to me, "Did you vote for Trump?" Like out of the blue. And I said, "No, but why do you ask?" "Well, because he's..." And they go on off and do all of this stuff. It amazes me how the average person sort of doesn't get it. They either pay attention to the wrong stuff or they don't pay attention at all. And in terms of China, we're not paying attention at all. We have very little in terms of... When you look at yourself in the mirror, if you're worried about China and its impact on the world, it's because you bought their crap. All right? That's it from my perspective.
And just this week, a Chinese national was arrested while boarding an airplane with a USB stick in his pocket with Apple's self-driving car secrets in his pocket, flying back to China to give it to an upstart Chinese tech company.
So, how did he get it?
He worked at Apple for 3 years.
Yeah, Doug, we talked about the story.
Oh, we did. Yes, okay. Yeah. I remember.
The guy was really stupid. He was on paternity leave and then went back into the lab and was caught on camera walking out with a keyboard and all kinds of files. And then he quit it. And then right after paternity leave, he said he quit his job and he was moving back to China. It was so obvious to Apple what was going on. So he was arrested at the, I think, San Jose airport.
All right. Well, so that's the typical. Or is it? One wonders if that's typical. Do you not trust the Chinese? You have Chinese friends. Are they to be trusted? Are they spying on you? The news media gives us all kinds of...
Well, the smart TVs are spying on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely spying on us.
So, I mean, part of the question here is...
So let's ban the Chinese from coming into our country. No more Chinese immigrants. At the border, big sign.
Well,
if you're Chinese, you're not welcome.
But definitely don't let them work in the higher levels of, if they are not
But they're
American
the ones
citizens,
who have all the knowledge.
In the higher levels of your biggest tech companies.
Yeah. A lot of Chinese are good at that, right?
If dude's sporting a Chinese passport saying, "I want to work in the highest levels of Apple or Microsoft," probably say no, or General
you
Motors.
You racist.
Yeah,
you're profiling,
wow, that's insane profiling.
That's me.
I know you're
God.
Sort of kidding, but like...
Well, no. Listen, if they're a citizen, okay, cool, no problem. But if they don't have a citizenship, they will
citizenship.
In China, they're
but,
going back.
But
I don't
what
care.
About,
whatever.
Citizens do... look at Edward Snowden. He was an American citizen. You can't predict that just based on citizenship.
Right, but I know in this specific example, we're looking at Chinese nationals stealing secrets, and it happens all the time. It's not like
a
one-off.
I think Snowden is a hero, and he should be treated as such.
You are.
Did us a lot of favors. What? Say that again. I
said you're
a
communist. What are you going to do about it?
Of course I am, yes.
You're going to come down here and attack me or something?
That's right. I'm a socialist and a communist, Rich.
Yes, you are.
Never mind.
Very busy.
Yeah.
Yes, I am very busy. All right, speaking of busy.
Did you see the Piers, what's his name?
President?
Piers Morgan?
Morgan, yeah.
He was interviewing somebody on the British morning show this week,
and
he was defending Trump because the woman was attacking Trump. And Piers Morgan just kept saying, "Well, how come you didn't say the same thing for Obama, Obama?" And she just looks at, this is classic, she looks at Piers Morgan, she goes, "I'm a communist, you idiot."
Right.
It was awful.
Yeah, I did see that. He's such a flat-headed...
I can't stand that guy.
My God.
No, but it was good television.
Yeah, right. He would be out, he'd be running a garbage truck if it weren't for his pal. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, or back in North Korea, there's a song there someplace, Mike Pompeo went to North Korea to see everybody's buddy Kim Jong-un and to try to figure out where the nuclear... what is it? How does Bush say it? Nuclear.
Nuclear.
No, don't even say it wrong, because an entire generation of people say it wrong.
I don't even know how to do it. I don't know.
Nuclear.
Good.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, what's the outcome here? It doesn't seem to me like he brought back a bag of tricks, so are we being
tricked?
He
didn't meet with Kim Jong-un, though, right? He met with other officials.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought he did meet with Kim Jong-un.
No.
Huh. So... was it a waste of time?
I mean, now we got to go through the long, boring process of, you know, actually negotiating what is going to happen and then how it's going to happen. So it's not like it will take 1 week's worth of meetings. It'll probably take several months.
Do we trust him?
Or maybe
we're talking about
more.
People we trust.
You don't trust anybody.
No.
I've never trusted Kim Jong-un. I would never. I wouldn't. He's,
what is
look,
what is Reagan's
still,
famous trust yet verify?
Trust and verify.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So how does that fit in with Sacha Baron Cohen, who seems to have come back out of the dead to pile
somebody
of ashes?
Somebody forgot to trust yet verify.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
How many people have been had by this guy? For those of
how
you who don't know.
How many assistants have been fired because of this? Because right. they booked the people they work for on this show.
Who did he interview again? I forgot who it was.
Oh, everybody. He got he burned Bernie Sanders. He got Sarah Palin, Dick Cheney.
Yeah. This week was
Roy Moore. Yeah, Roy Moore is the newest one. He wants to sue him if they use his footage on Showtime. So it's. I just can't wait to see what he actually did. The show doesn't debut, I think, until the end of July. So until then, we don't really know what he was up to.
He's a nitwit and has no. We should ban him from American television. Let him go back to where he came from. Where did he come from, by the way?
He's British.
He's British.
Yeah, send him back, those damn Brits. Get rid of him. God. All right.
All right, Archie Bunker Radio here.
Wait a minute. What happened to Captain Curmudgeon? I like that one.
You've gone on to another level. The next level up is Archie Bunker Radio.
All right, let's get a moment for your sleep patterns and how well you're getting a restful night's sleep. Are you or aren't you? If you are not getting solid sleep, then the foundation for your good mental health, physical well-being, maybe that's your problem, Rich. That is your problem. You're not getting enough sleep, so your mental stability is questionable, and your physical well-being is also in question.
Thank you for figuring all this out.
Get the rest you need. He doesn't have, well, you do have my pillows, though.
I do.
I know that. So maybe you don't have enough of them.
I have four of them.
More. I need eight, at least.
I do.
Then you'll be okay, yeah. If you have trouble sleeping at night, get twice as many pillows. And you can do it. This is really a fancy footwork on my part. You can buy one, Richie, and get one free. The premium pillows now, using the promo code DJV. You can buy one MyPillow and get the second one free till the end of the month. Not a bad deal, right? Order yours now at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. That goes, by the way, for pretty much everything that's there at MyPillow.com. So go into MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal, and then look around and see what else they have in there. They have fabulous deals on pillows and pillowcases and mattresses and mattress covers, anything you need when it comes to sleep for you and your family and your pets. Get it now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Countdown overview, stories number one. Let's go through the charts for the week of July 9th to the 13th. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine who listen to talk radio stations and programs and hosts all around the country to come up with this list. At number 10, the usual sports talk radio with an extra special focus on the World Cup. At number 9, complications in Europe as a result of whether the Brits really get out, the Brexit whole thing. Number 8, Sacha Baron Cohen and his foolishness. Number 7, Mike Pompeo in North Korea and his foolishness. Number 6, the foolishness between the Americans and the Chinese when it comes to trade. Number 5 thing is Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, if that's how we pronounce his name, former FBI director in the focus. Kavanaugh's confirmation number 4, illegal immigration number 3, the Russia investigation number 2, and the trip to NATO by the president number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We talk a lot about our veterans and how we're so grateful for the way these heroes and their families have given so selflessly to secure our freedom. But what really makes a difference in the lives of veterans isn't just talk, it's action. My longtime partners at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to providing services and assistance to all veterans nationwide, not just those combat wounded. Helping veterans wade through the bureaucracy at the VA is one of the mainstays of their outreach. Assisting veterans of all ages and from all wars receive the benefits they are entitled to. It's something that shouldn't be a struggle for veterans and their families, but sadly it is. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is one of the oldest chartered veterans organizations around today, and their track record provides proof of their dedication to veterans. Call 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. 888-414-4483. Give to purpleheart.org.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable. Backed by a 10-year guarantee, MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. On the people list at Talkers Magazine, you can find at talkers.com, number 10, the list of people includes Theresa May, who is the Prime Minister of England, and that's a whole thing. We know the problem that the Brits are having with Brexit, so that's why that's number 10. Sacha Baron Cohen is number 9, Mike Pompeo, number 8, Lisa Page and Peter Schrock, number 7, Brett Kavanaugh is in the 6th position. Chuck Schumer is number 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3. Angela Merkel is number 2. Apparently, she and the Donald have buried the hatchet, it would seem. Trump is number 1. He asked the right question, though, this week. Why should we keep paying for your defense? I think that's a great question, frankly. There it is. The list of people making it to the big time under the big top. Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through the stories. There's a lot of focus on the World Cup. As a matter of fact, in Sports Talk Radio and then regular conversations on the air, it turns out to be number 10 when you look at some of the characters who are playing and the amount of money. Did you see this week how much money? Was that guy who's going to get paid $400 million or some other nutbird number for playing soccer? It's so...
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hey, you're the one, Victoria, who's fawning all over him.
You seen him?
I don't. What do I want to see him for? If he's not good looking like Rich,
well,
then I don't even want to look at him.
Everyone else has seen him, so.
Yeah. And, Rich, are you impressed with this guy?
He's a great
Ronaldo?
Soccer player. Sorry,
he's
football.
Soccer.
He's a great football player.
And how much money is he making?
More than me.
His new deal is he got like a $117 million buyout, and then his new deal I think was 150 something million. It's a very sweet deal, yeah. So he will be very happy. But he's he's arguably the best player in the world, so he deserves it.
The big thing from FIFA this week is a request to broadcasters to stop leering at female fans. The production values at the World Cup games, a lot of action on the field, and then every time you turn around, there's a shot at somebody's boobs up in the stand.
You know, my Colombian wife watches all of the World Cup on the Spanish channels, on the Univision and Telemundo and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Those Spanish channels are total TNA television. It's 100%. They have hot cheerleader girls in the studio in their uniforms for whatever
that old guy
playing that day.
Francisco, what's the old guy's name?
Fernando.
Don Francisco, whatever his name is.
Salvador Gigante.
Yeah.
It's total TNA television.
He's got wandering eyes, man. That guy, you can watch that stuff.
He
I watch it just because I like
hands too.
If you ever run across it, if you're flipping through channels and you see this old dude with some young chicks that everything's hanging out of, that's Don Francisco, whose real name is Emmanuel Mascarante or something. He's very interesting. This is how wonderful the media, news media is. This guy is an Israeli. And somehow or other,
I think he's a Jewish Argentinian. There's a lot.
Is he?
Yeah, after the war, a lot of the Jews moved to Argentina.
Yeah.
I think he's in that camp. I'm not sure.
Right. A lot of Nazi criminals, war criminals, went to Argentina, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they had a great time together.
I know.
There's a lot of art collections down in Argentina. Seriously.
Yeah, just showed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the main European. That's right. That's the problem.
A lot of people down in Argentina saying, oh, it's just a print, and it's an original.
Right. Uh-huh. That's the problem with Brexit is they have too many. They're trying to deal with all that Argentinian stuff. You're right. All the things that have left England and gone to Argentina. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, kids.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour now. Time for us to overview the hot hits from this past week when it comes to technology news and information. The queen of that is Queen Victoria. Victoria Keelan has the top five, starting at five, getting to number one. Number five, if you're going to a gas station, pay for your gas with cash.
That is actually very solid advice. Thank and if you're not paying with cash, then definitely don't use your debit card.
It's
Hackers,
Hack City.
Of course, it is Hack City. There is virtually no security, no cybersecurity at gas stations. In fact, the newest hack is actually stealing gasoline itself, beyond just, you know, hacking the customers. So police in Detroit this week were looking into a hack at a gas station that allowed people to steal more than 600 gallons of gas. Valued at over $1,800. The station attendant said he was unable to shut the pump down using the normal methods, and the authorities believe that thieves had somehow used a remote device to take control of the pump. And just a week ago, the same thing happened in Austin, Texas. A man was arrested for stealing $800 worth of gas, and last month, a BP employee in New Jersey stole $300,000 after manipulating the gas pump computers.
Good
so.
Guy.
Now, this is, it is a big deal, and of course, we all know, or I don't know if we all know, I shouldn't say that, but hopefully you do know that credit card skimmers have been put in a lot of different gas pumps at various places around the country. In the middle of the night, they pop up, it looks just like a regular, where they slide your card in and out of the pump, and there's a little sensor in there. It reads your card, they can take all of your information, your account, they can steal money from you, they can reprint your card with a 3D printer. It's happened to my friend twice at different gas stations, so always use cash, and if you have to use a card, do not use your debit card that gives anyone access to your cash.
People have always been touting, I remember Rich McFadden, I don't carry any cash, use cards. No, we're going to go back to a cash-based society because of stuff like this. All right, number four is a focus on Microsoft and something new.
Yep, Microsoft's taking a stab at the cheap tablet market with the new Surface Go. It's a 10-inch iPad competitor. The new Go offers the same look and feel of Microsoft's larger Surface tablets, but in a smaller 10-inch package. It weighs just over a pound, and it costs $399, and it's getting very, very good reviews, and it is aimed at all users. However, they're also thinking that schools will be very into this in the student market, because right now Google's Chromebook dominates that market, supplying 60% of all devices in the classroom. So Microsoft wants to get a piece of that action.
Piece of the action. Number three, headed toward number one, is a focus on Facebook. There's hardly a week go by that there isn't some technical news from the Facebook folks.
Well, this week they're trying to get back in our good graces. They're sweetening the pot for all birthday fundraisers posted on Facebook. They'll now donate $5 to every newly created fundraiser posted on a user's birthday. So the fundraiser has to support one of 750,000 vetted U.S. nonprofits in order to raise money. And basically all you do on your birthday, if you just want people to donate to your favorite charity, as long as it's one of the approved ones, Facebook will give you $5.
Number two this week on our list are the top five technical stories. Another big company, Amazon, and their ownership of Whole Foods seems to be paying off.
Yes, Amazon's annual Prime Day, which begins on Monday the 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This year, for the first time, Amazon is incorporating Whole Foods into it. Now, Whole Foods is offering Amazon Prime members a $10 credit to use during a 36-hour Prime Day extravaganza, as they call it. So if you spend $10 or more at Whole Foods between now and the 17th, you actually get a $10 credit into your Amazon account, and you can use it for anything on Amazon for the 3-day period of Amazon Prime. Whole Foods is also offering other deals, doubling cash back rewards to 10% from 5% for Amazon Prime rewards Visa holders, and that's through the 14th through the 17th. And first-time customers of Amazon's Prime Now delivery service also get $10 off their first order and an additional $10 off a future order. So check out lots of good deals this year for Amazon Prime Day.
And the top tech story of the week is a focus on Twitter. Hooray!
Yep, the big Twitter following purge has officially begun. Earlier this week, we talked about 1 million accounts a day being removed from Twitter. And yesterday, it started hitting the big guns. President Trump lost 400,000 of his 53 million followers. Barack Obama, who he lost more than 2.3 million, he still has 101 million remaining. He is still the third most followed person on Twitter, behind Katy Perry and Justin Bieber, who also lost in the millions, too. So you may individually lose about 5 followers, they say, for the average user.
All right, there it is, folks. Technology in the focus. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.